Good day, friends. It's the 1st of April, and we have an opportunity again to grow and to be connected through the Word of God and to listen and to be encouraged together. We begin here in Perth with our overnight, our first, restrictions of transport to be in particular regions. I was driving back late last night from down south to do some last minute things for my parents-in-law, and I noticed the big police presence on the freeway preparing to block just south of Mandurah. Fascinating times we are in. And Lord willing, these things will begin, and it seems to be slowing. So when we obey those that are put in authority to us, if they are under the wisdom of God, it is good for the nation. So let's continue to pray. But as we are sitting silently and listening to God's word, may we listen to him and obey. But firstly, friends, hit pause and practice the art of being still in the presence of God. Pick up the story in Exodus 14. The children of Israel have left, but they're taking the long route, not the short one, in order to go to the new place of their dwelling. Chapter 14, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pir Harithoth, between Migdo and the sea." And they encamp by the sea, directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around in the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." So he had his chariots made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh the king, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians and all Pharaoh's horsemen and troops and chariots pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camp by the sea near Pir Harithoth, opposite Baal Zephon. Wow. What do we make of this? As I've been encouraging us, we read for information and understanding so that we can gain revelation for our particular time to bring transformation in the way we go about life. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. I picked that up a few times. It's just fascinating to understand that it says God hardened Pharaoh's heart twice here. And it reminds me of when a decision of someone's heart is set, that God will actually give them their desires in full. In other words, he's willing and able to sustain and to do the things that people choose. I reminded of a verse that I've been trying to memorize, or sections of Romans, where it says, therefore God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts and the degrading of their body with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the created things instead of the Creator. So there's this double idea at play within the human heart, certainly in Pharaoh's. His pride of his own position was an affront to God, and then to know that he wasn't God hardened his heart. But then God, as it were, says, if that's your choosing, I will harden it even more. I'll give you what you want then, and we'll see where that takes you. And in this sense, the Israelite army and those with brutality were the ones that were soon to see God's hand. So it's a challenge and an awareness to us that sometimes God will give what people choose, even though that's not what he desires for them. And that's a tough thing for us to really grapple with. May we choose humility. May we choose wisdom each day, because God does eventually give us the things we choose. So there is God's sovereignty involved in this, but it's also the free will of Pharaoh. Both things collide. As I've tried to wrestle with these things in the past, it's like, explain to me like two railway tracks. The free will of the choice of an individual and the sovereignty of God's purposes, those two tracks go side by side all the way to eternity. You don't cross the railway tracks, the train will fall off. Both are true. Both manage to transport rail, and both of us live on these two tracks of our free choice and God's sovereign purposes. Amazing. Sometimes we have to bow and say, Lord, I don't fully understand, but I accept this is true because I see it in the world. Proverbs. Here's a few verses that keep us thinking. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Whoever winks maliciously causes grief. A chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Verse 9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes a crooked path will be found out. Well, they actually parallel some of our thinking, isn't it? God bless, friends, as we learn to still be connected to one another via this medium, but also connected to the Heavenly Father through his unchanging word that reveals to us something for each day. God bless. I will talk to you on Friday. Remember, keep saying yes. Thank you to the dozen or more, I think, at this stage, who have said yes for continuing. By the end of this week, I think I'll make the group more tighter. And anyone else that you'd like to know about this, please let them know and I'll include. But it's available on the website. God bless, friends. May we be wise in the choices, for God will give us what we choose.